There's also people trying to block wasp nests. It's highly dangerous. A lot of people seem to use and fill holes thinking they'll kill the wasp nest. In 1% of chance it may work, but I wouldn't risk it. So what can happen is if you block a wasp nest, the wasps can actually, with their mandibles, they can actually eat through the plasterboard into your home. And I've seen the bad side of when that happens.
So an escape route, actually, keeping it as it
They
is
will
and leaving
they,
it for them is best.
yeah, they will find a way out, to be honest. Sometimes we end up having three, four, six holes, and normally it's only one hole. I make videos on TikTok and all sorts about don't block the hole, but unfortunately some people don't listen, but it's a very big safety issue, blocking a hole. But this year for wasps, it's been massive. We did 160 wasp nests last year, and we've done about 160 in the past few weeks. It's gone absolutely crazy for wasps. I noticed you at the bird fair. Did you notice a lot of wasps
Yes,
there?
everywhere, absolutely everywhere, and I really felt for some of the caterers who had wasps crawling all over, and the drinks as well. And yeah, I mean they were, and it just seems so early this year. You think September's like big wasp time.
Correct. They are very, very early. If the organisers would have called us, we could have helped with that because we offer wasp control management systems where we put wasp traps down and it basically catches the scouts from each wasp nest. And then you will see a reduction in wasp activity. But events like bird fair with the food, sugar, beer, and all the food will attract wasps, unfortunately.
What I really found actually is they loved my cheese sandwiches. Florence had
Yeah.
a fizzy drink and I thought
Yeah.
it'd be right round the can, but no, cheese sandwiches they absolutely love.
They do. They're most intelligent insects. They're on top of the food chain when it comes to insects.
So,
They are.
you're getting so many of them at the moment. What would be your advice to people?
We get a lot of questions. I think I've got a wasp nest. So if you're in your property and you're seeing a lot of wasp activity, if you just pop outside and look for an area, a hole, a gap where you can see wasps going in and out frequently, that is a wasp. And can I just point out, wasps are yellow, bright yellow, okay? Bees are very dull in colour because we've had a lot of calls for people going, I've got a wasp swarm. Wasps don't swarm, bees swarm. So bees are dull in colour, wasps are bright in colour. My advice would be, I can't advise people because I'm a professional. I can't advise people to tackle wasp nests themselves. My only advice is if you're having a barbecue or basically keep everywhere clean, make sure the sugar's cleared up, and that goes for pubs, restaurants, always clean, keep it clean as you can because it attracts the wasps. But we can't help with things like that. But it's hard to give advice. I don't want to give some advice and someone gets stung. It's,
No.
so I, my advice would be ring a professional.
Because you do see people who are trying to set fire to these nests and all sorts of stuff.
Yes, I recently made a TikTok about don't block the hole and 215,000 views it's got. Nearly half of them are telling me I don't know what I'm talking about and it does work, blocking the hole. It
Right.
doesn't. And someone put a petrol on it. Oh,
No.
I know what you're saying. Never do that, ever. I've heard some silly things. I've also heard one case of somebody didn't want to pay for a wasp nest 3 years ago off a friend and they burned their house down
Yeah.
trying to sort a wasp nest out. But my main advice would be ring a professional. I know it sounds generic, but there's no way to deal with a wasp nest at this stage. Maybe if you're right at the start of the season, right at the start where it's like a tiny golf ball and you're brave enough to knock it to the floor,
Yeah.
then maybe, but not now. It's far too dangerous.
So we're really at
Is
the
there any...
height of it all at the moment.
We're not supposed to be, though. It's supposed to be September, end of August, September, but it's been kicking off for the past, I think we started doing them in May. I mean, you're talking some days, 15 wasp nests a day. I think at the minute, the most we've done is five wasp nests on one property.
Wow.
So it is absolutely crazy. And all my other colleagues from various different companies, they're also swamped. The average person's having to wait an average of 1 to 2, maybe 3 days to get somebody booked in because everyone's so busy.
And, is there a good time to be able to call for help, or is it just, when you think you need it?
Just call when you think you need it. I wouldn't leave it. They can burn out. Some people say if you leave them, they will die in like the winter months. But wasp nests can keep, if we keep having good weather like we are and in the correct conditions, wasp nests can go into the winter. It's all weather dependent. And the longer they go on, they can get nastier. So my advice would be ring a professional when you see a wasp nest, because there's always that risk to you and your family, even pets that can sting dogs, because dogs try and eat them for some reason.
Yeah,
they do.
And cats as well play with them, don't they?
Yes, but that's another factor. I mean, I think if you were to ask me why it's like this,
yeah.
I'm not obviously an expert in wasps. When it comes to pest control, I am. Well, I think what it is, we had quite a mild winter, didn't we? Mm-hmm. See, what happens is when the queens get released last year, they go to overwinter in people's loft spaces. They don't build a wasp nest, they just go to sleep. So if we don't have cold snaps, it would normally kill them off. So if we didn't have any cold snap and they all remained in place and survived, that explains why we've got so many wasp nest cases. And with all this good weather we've had, because last year it was all rain basically, more have survived. So that's my theory. I'm not like insect world expert, but that's my theory based on how wasps work.
And you said, you know, we're getting so much more at this time of year.
You
always think in previous years, you see a wasp earlier in the year, you might see it and then it goes. Now they're hanging around. They're doing, you know, all this kind of searching for food, for sugary things.
Yes.
You know, they're doing that already. So that's their behaviour 2 months early.
Correct. They are sweet feeding early. I've been speaking to a lot of people that have been in the business a lot longer than me. They're claiming they haven't seen a summer like it in a very long time. So swings and roundabouts, because they eat flies, but unfortunately they can also attack bees. They can kill a bee's nest quite easily.
That's really disappointing to hear. I mean, I was hoping you were going to stick up for the wasp, because I don't like them particularly. Bees seem a lot more friendly.
But... Oh, they are. I have been to places recently where a chap told me that his bee's nest was dead in his garden because the wasp came along and killed it. So quite common, but we have got systems in place if somebody wanted to have their bee's nest protected. We've got wasp control systems that capture the wasps. They won't go to that particular area. That goes for weddings, even bird fair next year, if we could go and put some wasp control down to help them for next year.
Yeah.
But wasps are beneficial as well. They are nature's pest controllers, but they are also highly dangerous at the same time.
And are we still
not the greatest of answers?
No, I mean, are we still getting, you know, the good old English wasp? You know, you see all these horror stories about ancient hornets and stuff like that. Most of them are the normal wasps that we see.
So in the UK, you get the common wasp and you get the European wasp. So Vespula germanica is the European one. And they got the Vespula vulgaris, which is the common wasp. Now, with regards to Asian hornets, I wouldn't worry. There's been a few cases. It's not widespread like wasp nests. I really wouldn't worry, because the media have been panicking people. But you've got to be careful, because a lot of the photographs they've been using are wrong. Some of them have been European hornets, or native European hornet.
Right.
So the Asian hornets are in the UK, but it's not at the point where it's a dangerous threat, in my opinion. If you compare them to wasps or how many bees we've got, there's not many.
Yeah, it is just the explosion of wasps' nests and the amount of wasps that are there, you know, going towards the end of the season, searching for food, searching stuff out and just being annoying, really, at least.
Well, exactly. It is quite frightening. Wasps are, when you feel threatened. Another tip, people, when you're walking around and you see a wasp, I understand that they are scary, but please do not wave your arms, because they think you're in attack mode.
Oh, is that what it
was?
Yeah, I was trying to get it off my cheese sandwich and stop it buzzing around the 8-year-old.
They think you're attacking it. Also, if you happen to run away from a wasp, run in a zigzag shape.
Right.
They can't understand. If you start going in a zigzag, they give up. If you keep going straight, they keep going.
Brilliant.
Yes.
I'll do that from now on. Thank you.
Just a little bit of advice, but they generally think you're attacking them.
Right, okay.
With a flapping of the arms.
Yeah.
They go into attack mode, that's why.
Right, okay.
I understand why people do it.
Yeah.
It's because people don't understand. They see that as, you're attacking me, you're trying to kill me, I'm going to get you.
Right.
They do. So.
Yeah, indeed. Thank you.
Thank you for ringing me, Rob. It's been good to be on.
Yeah, Sean Muller of Oakham Pest Control. Thanks for joining us and thank you for your support. And obviously, yes, if people need someone, they know where to go.
Thank you so much, Rob.